He also has been one of the first shluchim to be sent by the Rebbe to go out of the city of New York and to go start doing things. And he was really one of the, and he was mamish, the founder of the yeshiva of Newark. And now Marstown, as we all know, is a hemshech of what was there in Newark. So I think that you'll all enjoy very much listening to what we have to be told today by a very special guest, my brother Rabbi Shalom Gordon. He also happens to have here several relatives of his, but that's all besides the point. So we welcome Rabbi Shalom Gordon and his Rebbe Miriam, and also my wife is also here. So therefore, Bruchim Haboim and Bruches Haboyes, and we shall all celebrate the coming of Mashiach and Tisha B'Av. So let's listen to what we have to be told by Rabbi Gordon.
Well, first of all, and he said, the Rebbe said, I'm an altar chassid. That was when I was 12 years old. I was 12 years old when the Prediker Rebbe said that. But since then, Shemon Yismatu Zochi Yesai, as it said by Yaakov, that sometimes you can lose a title if you don't live up to it exactly. But anyway, I suppose you notice that I have notes. Now, among Chassidim, there's a saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Among Chassidim, there's a saying that when somebody comes prepared, it says v'dorashto, you're going to give a drosha, v'chokarto, and you give a chtire, a philosophy, hate, and it sounds good, v'inei emes, and even if it's emes, but if nochen adovor, if it's prepared, if a person comes with a prepared speech, it's a mere shtiklavik. In other words, the real things are things that come spontaneously. And of course, we are not, but we've never seen the Rebbe's or Gezundheim ever using any notes, even when a Fabrengen used to last 6 hours or something like that. But in this particular situation, since I am not here to give any drushes, but I have to tell you some of my memories, and from time to time the memories, the cotton is not so strong, so I tried to recollect certain things. I'm going to start with, like they do Pesach night, when it says that you Posach Bignus, you start off with something negative. I'm going to start telling you about a spanking that I got when I was about 3 and a half or 4 years old. And just in case any of you ever get a spanking from a teacher or from a parent, you should, it's an old minhag. Anyway, at that time, my father, Olav Sholem, was saying Kaddish for my grandmother, whom I remember vaguely. And I started going to cheder. Today they start children much younger. I started going to cheder when I was 5 years old. And until then, my father just took me to shul, and he told me that my job is to answer Amen and Dusha and so on. My father was then davening for the Omid, because he was novel, and he told me to stand near him and answer Omid. But in Europe, we had most of the shul were on a shulheit. In other words, 5 shul were together in the same area, except that each shul had another name. There was a Lubavitcher shul, of course, but it so happens that we didn't daven in the Lubavitcher shul, we davened in a Stare Shever shul. Anybody know, does that word sound familiar to anybody here? Huh?
Nothing. Stare Shever.
Stare Shever was the name of a Talmud of the Alter Rebbe, who in the time of the Mittel Rebbe broke away from the Mittel Rebbe and started a Rabbeistwe of his own. And he wrote some Sforim, and where he and the Mittel Rebbe had certain Chilukei Deis. Obviously, this shul where we davened generations ago was a shul called Westarashen Chassidim Davin. In my days, the biggest Lubavitch Chassidim davened in this particular shul, but the name of it was Starashen Shul. Then next to it, there was a Ladir shul. Ladir was another, a son of the Tzemach Tzedek, who became after the Estalkus of the Tzemach Tzedek, a number of his children became Rabbeim. And one of his sons, Reb Chaim Schneer Zalman, was a Rebbe Nadir, and that was a shul of Nadir. And next to it was another shul called Sloboder shul. Sloboder was a suburb of Maishtetl across the river. Obviously, at first, the Yidden from there used to come to this area, but they had their own shul. I know that they had their own cemetery and their own Chevra Kadisha, because it was considered a tehillah by itself. Later on, they also built a small shul in Sloboder, where they had. In addition to this, we had one Misnagdash shul. And that one Misnagdash shul was called the Bismedrash. And I remember that I once went there to listen to a Magid who was to deliver a speech, a drosher. And when I opened the Siddur and I saw that they had in the Siddur Allah Tzadikim and Allah Siddin, I was shocked. I was sure that in their Siddur says Allah Tzadikim and Allah Misnagdi. Anyway, to come back to this, so this Shulheif also served as a playground for children. Children used to play over there. So I couldn't control my Yetzer Hara. And after my father used to start Shemin Esrei, and I knew that in the middle of Shemin Esrei, he couldn't give me a schlep if I started going away, I ran out to play with the children. So it happened once or twice or three times, and he warned me that I should not dare go out. And I didn't accept the Asroa until I became a Mu'ed. You know, today is no time to talk Tater. Anyway, and so I remember it was a Friday, and my father came home, and he asked my mother, Allah Shalom, to go out of the house for a few minutes. So I understood that there's trouble, because like this, when he wanted to spank me, my mother used to be my defender, that she used to beg my father not to be so strict. So she went out and removed my michnasayim, and he gave me a spanking, and he said, I want you to learn a lesson that you don't run away from shul. You have to stay in shul throughout the whole davening. And I'm very thankful for that spanking, because I don't know what he said before about an altar chassid, that may be an exaggeration, but I hardly missed a minyan, except Hashem in sickness or whatever, I hardly ever missed davening with a minyan. And wherever I go, I try to find a minyan. And to this, I owe my father for the spanking that he gave me, which taught me the importance of Tfilah Betzibur and Zman Krishna and other such things, which some young chassidim today sometimes flip a little bit. So this is why I started off with this, that although it puts me in a little bit of a negative position, but I hope that maybe from my busyness you will learn something. Now I'm going to go back to my childhood days, because this actually, my talking here, I think is the third or the fourth year.
Third year.
It was suggested by Rabbi Charakov that it's important for Chassidish children in America to hear what a Chassidish child that was raised in Europe remembers, what Europe was like. So, besides my father, Olav Sholem, who learned in Lubavitch from the year Samachtes till Ayin Vav, that's 7 years. My other contacts were, we had a Rav in the shtetl, Chassidish Rav, about whom I may talk later and tell you something about him. But my first Malamed was called Rabbi Froim der Malamed. He was a chassid of the Rebbe Maharash. And he said that his brother carried the Friedrich Rebbe as an infant on his hands. I don't know what the occasion was, how it came about, but Rabbi Froim had a lot of stories to tell. And this was one of the things. He himself was an old man in those days, about 80 years old, and a whole week he also wore a very long kapote. But for Shabbos he had a special, I don't think it was silk, a samet and a kapote. I don't know what the word samet is in
velvet.
Some kind of a velvet kapote. He used to wear it on Shabbos, and I also remember that he used to wear it, he had a goat. Not a goat beard, but a goat, a real tzig. In other words, in Europe, in order to have milk, we had a cow. We were richer, we had a cow. And he had a goat. And in the summertime, the cows and the goats had to be sent for pashe, that means to the fields, to by the porets. There were two pritzim on the two sides of the town. And they had fields, and they used to, like they send children today, Lahavdol, to day camp, they used to send the cows and the goats. Early in the morning, about 4 o'clock, they used to send them out, and later on, about 10 o'clock, they had to bring them back because it got too hot to stay out in the fields. And then about 2 o'clock, they would go back for the afternoon session. And they'd come back about, so I remember that whenever you wouldn't pay up, they would take the goat as a mashkin, and he would go to the poritz to plead with him that he should give him a break or whatever it is. So he used to put on the samet and the kapote for that occasion. I also remember that he, as a chassid, he put a lot of stress on teaching us Kometz Aleph Or. In other words, to teach us the names of the Asiyas and the names of the Nekudes, and then putting it together. And I'll never forget a vikuach, a dialogue that he had with a more modern Malamed. There was another Malamed in town who also had a beard, and if I remember correctly, he also went with a long kapote, but he was already a bisla gechapter, as they say, a little modern. His modernism consisted of the fact, which the Friedrich Rebbe, does not belittle, the idea of teaching children just or bore without teaching them the names of the Asiyas and the Nekudes. And I remember my Malamed and the other, that modern Malamed, getting together in shul and having a dialogue. The other Malamed was ridiculing the way my Malamed taught us. When we used to teach, I don't know how they teach today, maybe today's teachers have new gimmicks, but in my days, we learned how to read. First we learned the names of the Asiyas, the letters. Then we learned the names of the Nekudes. And then we had to use a system called Shepchen. In other words, in order to pronounce the word Baruch, we first used to say Kometz Beis, quietly to myself, Kometz Beis Bo. Melukum reis ru. Bo. Then I used to yell out, Bo ruch. Then I used to say to myself, Pasach alafa, Kometz tov to. Then I used to say, Ato. This is the way I learned Hebrew. So the other Malamed ridiculed it and said, Chazarnu al kol amikro vele motzinu mokim sheshmei shepsu. He went through, in other words, the whole Torah, and he didn't find that there's a mitzvah to teach children with such a system of whispering, of shepchen, and so on. So, and then he said to my Malamed that I can, he's willing to make a bet that he can teach in a month what my Malamed can teach in 3 months. Which was true, because with this system of Kometz Aleph Or and the shepchen and so on, it took much longer. So my Malamed said, you may be right, but you know what it says in the Torah, that if a Novi, if a man comes and claims he's a Novi and wants to tell Eden to be to din avei dezoreh, to worship idols, then it says even if he shows a eis ve'hametes, a sign and a wonder, he predicts something, that which he predicted comes true. But if he's telling you to dina vegezore, the Torah says, leisishmael divrei anoviyahu, you shouldn't listen to that prophet, kimenase Hashem elokeichem eschem, because Hashem is only testing you. So he says, your system of teaching children without the kedushas haesius, without the nekudas, which the Friedrich Rebbe says, is negeya in the emuna of a child later. So even if you succeed in teaching a little faster, you still are a Navi HaSheker, a false prophet. So this was the Malamed that I spent with him the first 3 years of my chinuch, from Aleph Beis until Aspolas Gemore. I remember that Aspolas Gemore we started from a sefer called Lekach Tein, which had small pieces of Gemore, and gradually we were trained to start learning a little Gemore. And I even remember, although it's today Tisha B'Av, but we'll have to be nichshal in giving you over a shtikel lomdus that took place between me and the Malamed. I remember that we were learning the Mishneh where it says that two people left, one left $100 by a pikodin, and the other one, I'm sure you all learned, a maftid, and the other one left 200. And after Shabbos, each one of them is claiming that he left the 200. And there's a machlekes there what to do, but according to one Tana, you have to give each one 100 and leave 100 at Yove Eleyo. According to the other Tana, Reb Yesi, you have to leave the, because he says the Rama is not losing anything this way, you have to leave everything there until Eliyo will come. So I asked the Makashe that Eliyo is only a Eid Echad, a one witness. And how can Eliyahu's testimony be enough? I thought I learned in Chumash that Eliyahu, one witness is not enough. I looked up in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, and there's a lot of things on this question over there. But my Malamed answered like a Siddush Malamed would answer. He said that it says in Tilim, when we ask for Eliyahu and Mashiach, it says, Shlach Eircho Va'amitcho. We ask Hashem to send your light, the amitcha, and your truth. So it says, Eircha, Rashi says, is Mashiach. The true light is Mashiach, because all the other lights are called only temporary lights. All the other geulas were only temporary, but Mashiach is the true light, which will be a geula hamitis ve'ashlema. And Eliyahu is called amitcha. He will bring emes into the world. So when Eliyahu will come, you think, he says, Eliyahu will have to become a detective to go and catch all the ganovim? All the ramoim, all the fakers will come running, and they'll admit that they're fakers, and they'll bring the money back. Since I see that I'm about the only one here sitting with a jacket, so I'm going to take off my jacket also. Huh? I didn't realize before that I'm Merzeke Yuhere. Anyway, the next thing that I think would be, I remember the year Tof Reish Pei Zion, which the Rebbe calls Prozis. That's the year that the Friedrich Rebbe was arrested. And as a child, I remember, I don't know how long it took for the event to come to our, there was no fax in those days yet. And there was no television and radio. Maybe there was someplace, but I never saw it at that age anyway, because there was no electricity even in my shtetl yet. So I don't know how many days it took, but when we found out that the Friedrich Rebbe was arrested, of course the whole shtetl, which was a Hasidish shtetl, was very upset, except that there were two rabbonim. The Misnagdim also had a role. And he said that they should call a protest meeting, and he's going to send a telegram or something like that. But the Chassidus Rav and my father decided that the whole shtetl should get together and say the whole tilim. But the Friedrich Rebbe, that he should be freed. And this I remember very vividly, the whole shtetl getting together in one shul, and it took over close to 2 hours, and they said the whole tefillah. My father was the shliach tzibur. And then I also remember the news when it came, when the Friedrich Rebbe was freed. And above all, I remember the first Yud Beis Tammuz Pabrengen a year later, which according to my memories, maybe somebody will look up on Luach and can find out that I'm not telling, maybe I'm confusing a year. If I remember correctly, the first Yud Beis Tammuz was on a Shabbos. In other words, the anniversary. And all I remember is that it was to me a big news that they made a Kiddush in Shul. Like this, the Kiddushim in the shtetl were always in private homes. In Shul, I never saw any Kiddush in Shul. Even Yitzchak Kislev used to be in the Rav's house. Used to be Yitzchak Kislev, the studio of Yitzchak Kislev. But for this particular occasion, I remember that the Pabrengen, the Kiddush, was in Shul. And I remember my father, who was the Sheikhet of the shtetl, and the Rav, who was Tomim, Rabbi Rum, I'm going to talk later, and they were both dancing on the table. So that remained in my memory from the year Tofresh Pezayan regarding the arrest of the Friedrich Rebbe and his liberation. In the year Tofresh Peches, the first thing that I remember is that the Friedrich Rebbe came to Riga, but for some reason, I don't know why, nobody from my shtetl went right away to Riga. But around Purim time, I think those who look it up can probably find that the Friedrich Rebbe came to Varsha. And on the way, he stopped in Vilna. Vilna was much closer to our shtetl. So the so-called middle-class chassidim went to Vilna to see the Friedrich Rebbe. But the starker chassidim, like the Rav and my father and a couple of more chassidim, went to Vilna and to Varsha. In other words, Vilna, the Rebbe stopped on the way to Varsha. So they first went to Vilna to see the Rebbe in Vilna. I'm not sure if there was even a Pabrengen in Vilna. Maybe they just said the Rebbe saw the Rebbe by the train station. And then they went to Varsha to see the Rebbe. And then Rosh Hashanah Tov Reish Peites was the first chance that my father had to go for Rosh Hashanah to the Rebbe, because until then we were in Poland and the Friedrich Rebbe was in Russia. And my father never went for Rosh Hashanah. The Rav of our shtetl had, my father used to tell a story about him, that he snuck across the border and went to the Friedrich Rebbe for in Rostoviet or something like that. And on the way, he had a maise which he said that it had something to do with Eliyahu HaNavi. He said that at that time, this was still before the civil war was altogether finished, and the trains in Russia were not running regularly, and to get tickets and to get onto a train was very difficult. So the plan to go to Rostov was in such a way that he went to a few stations and over there had to change and get to another station. And in order to get a ticket, you had to get on a line which was a mile long, because the number of seats on the trains was also limited. So the Rav used to tell that he was standing on the line and he saw that at the rate of the line, he'll never be able to get a ticket. His next will never come up. But there were also people who were selling black market tickets. In other words, people who already got a ticket, they paid whatever the price was, and they were offered to sell it to somebody who was behind in the line and for a lot of money. But he didn't have any extra money, so he was just waiting for his chance. Then somebody walked over to him. He said he couldn't tell if he was a Jew or not, because some of the old Russians also, they were called funis, they also had beards. And he went over to him and he asked him if he wants to buy a ticket. And he asked him, how much are you charging? He says, just cost price. So for cost price, he got a ticket, which was an impossibility. And he said that he has an idea that it must have been Eliyahu HaNavi who came and sold him the ticket. But anyway, so the Rav and my father, for that Rosh Hashanah Tov Reish Peites, went to Riga to the Friedrich Rebbe to be Rosh Hashanah by the Rebbe. I remember that my father came back and said that my father was the Baal Shachris by the Rebbe. And Reb Mordechai Dubin, you probably heard about Reb Mordechai Dubin, he was a very prominent man in Latvia who had the biggest share in getting the Friedrich Rebbe out of prison. He was a deputy of the Russian parliament, of the Latvian parliament. And with him, because they needed his vote for some kind of a bill that Russia was very interested in, he had the schus to be most influential in freeing the Friedrich Rebbe. He was the Baal Musaf for the Friedrich Rebbe. And then, in order to go to the Rebbe, my father was struggling with making a living. His job as a sheikhet in the shtetl did not provide him with a lot of parnassah. He had brothers in America who used to help him out, so this is the way he managed. But to go to the Rebbe, he borrowed money in order to pay out for the rest of the year. Then when he came back, a few weeks later, he received an invitation from the Friedrich Rebbe for the Chasene of the Heintike Rebbe, which took place at that time in Varsha, in Tov Reish Peites. So I remember him talking things over with my mother, Aleha Shalom, and the way they decided was that they don't see any way that he can go borrow money again to go to Varsha. It will take him a year to pay out the loan that he took to go to Rosh Hashanah to Riga to the Friedrich Rebbe. So it was taken for granted that he's probably going to have to miss the occasion. But then something happened. My father, Oliver Sholem, used to suffer from tonsillitis. How to take tonsils out, they didn't know in my shtetl. So my father, Oliver Sholem, almost every winter used to come down with tonsillitis, with a very high fever. And when he used to get a high fever, he used to go into, I don't know exactly what you call it here.
Delirium.
But he used to sing and he used to fabreng. It was almost like taking mashkin when he had a high fever of about 104, 105. I don't know exactly what it was. All I remember is I used to get very scared when he used to start fabrenging like this from fever. And during this, so that particular winter, he also came down with tonsillitis. And the Rav of the shtetl came to visit him for Bikur Chayli. When the Rav of the shtetl came, this was a moment when my father's fever was lower and they could talk as a more coolly. So the Rav asked my father if he got an invitation. And my father said that he did get one, but he doesn't see how he can go since he owes money from his trip to Riga for Rosh Hashanah. So the Rav of the shtetl said, I'm also in the same situation, but I don't expect to miss it. I'm going to go and borrow money again, and I'm going to this chasen. And when my father asked him, my timer, he said exactly the words that the Friedrich Rebbe later said before the Maimer Lachadevi. I'm sure you're all preparing already the Maimer for the chasen, so you see the Lachadevi. The Bar Mitzvah, you finished already. So now you're starting to prepare the Maimer for the Chasene. Before the Maimer Lachadevi, there's a little introduction there that the Friedrich Rebbe said that by every Jewish Simche, at least three generations come from the other world. And by some occasions, more. And then the Friedrich Rebbe said that Lekoved, the Rabbeim, who are coming to this Simche, is going to say a Maimer that you're going to have part of it will be from the Alter Rebbe, part of it will be from the Mittel Rebbe, part of it will be from the Tzemach Tzedek, part of it, he said, will be from the Mechosins, Elter, Elter, that meant Reb Baruch Sholem, the oldest son of the Tzemach Tzedek, from whom the Heintike Rebbe is a descendant. The Heintike Rebbe stems from the Pchoir of the Tzemach Tzedek. And part of it will be, he said, from the Kala Selter Zeder, that's the Rebbe Marash, and part of it will be from the Kala Zeder, that's the Rebbe Darashan. So this, the Rav of our shtetl, a month before, said this to my father, exactly what the Rebbe said before the minor. He said, I'm sure, he said, that the Rebbe Darashab is going to be there. He's a grandfather, he'll surely be there. And maybe some of the other Rabbeim too. So who can miss such an occasion? So he's going. When he left, my father took it into his mind, and he also got a tremendous urge to go. And while he was already recovering, my mother noticed that his recovery was being affected by something that was bothering him. And she asked him, tell me, what's bothering you? So he told her the truth, that he has cheshit to go to the chasana. So she said, at least if you would get well, I would understand. But the way as sick as you are now, you don't even have the strength to get off the bed. How can you think about going to a chasana? Anyway, he said to her, this is what you asked me, what's bothering me? I'm telling you, this is it. So my mother, Olah Shalom, went away. I don't know where she got it, but she came back with a loan. And she said to my father, here I have the money for you to go. So just get well. If you get well, you can go. So he obviously must have tried very hard. All I remember is that the rabbi of our shtetl already left for the chasana. And I remember a balagole, a wagon driver, coming up to our house because the train station was about 10 kilometers from our shtetl. And that balagole, this was in the winter time, and in Bayos, it never was so hot, but it used to be a lot colder than it is in America. And so the balagola came with a lot of blankets. And my father got off the bed and got dressed. I remember he looked very pale. And my mother dressed him up well, and he got into the wagon and they covered him up with the blankets. And that way he went to the train station and he got to the wedding. And when he came back from the wedding, of course, he heard the Rebbe's introduction to the Maimer, and the wedding itself was something special, and so many of the Pelesher Rebbes who were there by the wedding, with whom the Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe danced with the Chosen and so on, and the Friedrich Rebbe went around with a towel and gave out mashke to people. And I remember that for years he kept talking about this maaseh with the wedding. So this was in the year Tofresh Peites. The next Rosh Hashanah, Tofresh Sadik, was about the last Rosh Hashanah that I remember my father being home. Because like this, he either went to the Rebbe and later on he left for America. But Tofresh Sadik, the Friedrich Rebbe, was in America for that Rosh Hashanah. And the Friedrich Rebbe was at Rosh Hashanah in Brownsville, Watkins Street, in the Lubavitcher Shul and Watkins Street. And my father was home, and he first went to the Friedrich Rebbe for some later, for the next Rosh Hashanah, Tofresh Tzadik Aleph. But while the Friedrich Rebbe was in America here, he met my father's three brothers who were here, Shochtim, in America. And as I had mentioned before, that they used to send us money on which my father was able to manage to make a living. On this, they tell a little story. Maybe it's not for Tisha B'Av, but it will wake up some of the people, including my brother, who are about to fall asleep. Anyway, they say that an American tourist came to Tel Aviv, and the tourist was a saloon keeper. He had a tavern. So he was interested in finding in Eretz Yisrael a tavern where shikurim, you know, get together to drink, and a Jew makes a living from the from the shikurim that drink. So we asked people, and they finally told them that somewhere at the end of Tel Aviv and the border of Yaffa, you can over there find that tavern. So he went in there, and he found that the place was empty. So he said to the tavern, to the Jew who was the innkeeper, he said, "How do you make a living? By me, my place in America is full. As long as it's open, it's full day and night. How do you make a living with an empty place?" He says, "I have one shiker," he says, "that makes up for all of them." So the men from America took it that it was a shiker, a drunk who bought a lot of... So he says, "What do you mean?" He says, "I have a brother in America who shiked geld. They're shikers, okay, that's how I make a living." So that's how my father also made a living, with the brothers in America who used to send him the money. So when those brothers heard that the Rebbe is coming to America, they all considered themselves Chabad. Some of them were more chassidim, some were less, but they considered themselves, they were shochtim, and so they went in to see the Friedrich Rebbe. And they spoke to the Friedrich Rebbe about my father's condition in Europe, that he's struggling very much. So the Friedrich Rebbe asked them, "Why don't you bring your brother to America?" So they said to the Friedrich Rebbe, "We suggested it to him a number of times, but he's afraid of what's going to happen to his children, because in that time, in those years, very few Frume even in America were able to keep their children to remain Frum. There was hardly any yeshivas then, and there hardly any svive, any environment. So my father was worried about coming to America. So the Friedrich Rebbe said to them, to my father's brothers, "You start working on getting for him a visa to America, that he should be able, permitted to come to America. And he will come to me for the next Rosh Hashanah." The Rebbe left America, the Rebbe stayed almost a whole year in America. And he left America towards the end of Tofres Tzadik. And for Rosh Hashanah, Tofres Tzadik Aleph, my father went again to Riga for Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe said, "When he will be by me for Rosh Hashanah, I will tell him to go to America." When my father went into the Rebbe said to him, "I spoke to your brothers and they want you to come to America. Why don't you want to go?" So he said to the Rebbe, "I'm worried about my children as on Blyden Eden. They should grow up through my Eden." So the Rebbe said, "Go to America, and I promise you as a young blinded leader." Then he said to the Rebbe, "But does everybody understand the little Yiddish that I throw in from time to time?" Anyway, then he said to the Rebbe, "But ich will a meine Kinder soll lernen dem Rebbe's yeshivas. Want my children to learn the Rebbe's yeshivas." And the Rebbe said, "For in America. Go to America and I promise you that they will learn in my yeshivas." So he came home and he said to my mother that he could understand maybe there are some who remain frum, that he can understand. But how are we going to ever learn in the Rebbe's yeshivas? If the Rebbe's yeshivas are in Europe and we're in America. So my mother, Olah Shalom, said that she heard that at that time there were already some boys from America who were going to study in the yeshivas in Europe. So maybe we'll send our children to the yeshivas in Europe. But the way it ended up was that my older brother, Nissen Olah Shalom, learned in the Rebbe's yeshiva yet in Vilna, in Europe. And Yibodeh L'chaim, my younger brother, and I, and my sister's husband, we all... my brother and I learned in the Rebbe's yeshivas in America when the Rebbe came to America in Tovshin. And my brother-in-law learned in Afrotsk and so on. But anyway, regarding the promise that the Rebbe made, that reminds me of another story. I remember when the Friedrich Rebbe came here, the Rosh Hashanah of Tovshin Aleph, Tovshin Beis. There was an old man from Philadelphia who used to come. I remember he used to come with a cane and he used to limp, and they said that he's a son of Rebbe Chashniker. And he was a very jolly kind of person. And when he used to get ready to leave, people used to wish him, he used to say, "Don't worry, he was a man in his 80s and he was limping, and he was so the people were not so 100% sure that they're going to see him next year. So they looked at him, so he said, "You want to know why I'm saying this?" He says, "Before my bar mitzvah, my father took me to the Rebbe Marash. And I was a bad boy," he says, "and the Rebbe Marash promised my father that I will grow up to be a Ner L'Charid." And he said, "Dem Rebbe's brocha is noch nit mekuyem geworden. The Rebbe's brocha has not been fulfilled yet. There is noch leben," he said. So, regarding this, it means that the Rebbe promised us that we will in Yitzchem grow up to be Erlach Eidim. The learning in the yeshivas was fulfilled. And the other part, with my brother, I have no complaints about him, but myself, I'm not 100% sure yet. Anyway, when my father came back from the Rosh Hashanah of Tofres Tzadik Aleph, I remember that it's printed in the Sichas of the Friedrich Rebbe, that the Friedrich Rebbe then said, "Azol zayn tirtze mitan aleph." There is a posik, "Oz tirtze ha'oretz shapseiseo," about the rebuilding of the second Beis Hamikdash, that after the 70 years of Golus Bavel, which will be to make up for the 70 Shmitas, "Oz tirtze ha'oretz shapseiseo." It means the land, the Geula, is going to come. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, "Azol zayn tirtze mitan aleph, tof reish tzadik aleph," and it also gave that time a heroa that people should start studying Tanya by heart. And my father, Olav Sholem, used to get up very, very early in the morning, and he used to study Tanya by heart. It so happens that my older brother, Nisno Olav Sholem, was then already in the yeshiva in Vilna, and I remained in the bedroom where I used to sleep all alone. Except that there were also potatoes in the bedroom that they used to store away, and in the potatoes mice used to run around over there. So at night I used to get scared from the mice that ran around in the potatoes. So I woke up and I did Negelwasser, and I overheard my father Chazaring Tanya by heart, and he was reviewing the Hakdomah from Tanya, and it says. And he kept saying, "Eine shamar al menei abar vegei belaschar." So I thought that it was some kind of a poem. I used to get the Ho'och. The Ho'och was a magazine that came out in Lubavitch in the year Tofresh Ayin Aleph through the year Tofresh Ayin Aleph, from 1911 to 1914. That was a magazine that came out in Lubavitch, and we had in our house 2 years of that magazine. And that was a reading material that I used to... Incidentally, the name of the Heintike Rebbe is mentioned over there, that he sent him money to the Ho'och for the yeshiva in Lubavitch. The Heintike Rebbe at that time must have been about 9 or 10 years old, and he sent him money from the Yekaterinoslav. And I remember I used to even study the cities where they used to send him money. From the city of Babroysk came the biggest amount of money. From Babruisk, my Shver Olav Sholem came from Babruisk, and the Rav from Ashtekel came from Babruisk.
What was his name?
Huh?
What was his name? Eliyahu?
My Shver's name was Rabbi Eliyahu Yaichel Simpson. And he came from Babruisk. In fact, I got a call from one of my grandchildren. He's in Russia now. They want to go to Babruisk to look up if they can find any remnants of the family there, which I'm not sure. But anyway, so... in the Ho'och, I learned over there were a lot of shirim, a lot of poems that rhyme. So when I heard my father saying the Tanya with Eina Shamar, Al Menei Abar, Vegei Velaschar, I'll leave it for you boys, perhaps the teacher will have to look up what it means over there. I'm sure some of you know the Hakdomah by heart already. So, but I remember I went into my father and he told me that it's not a poem. That it's where the Alter Rebbe is talking to the older chassidim that if the young chassidim come to them to ask them to explain, the Tanya itself was written for all chassidim, for all generations. And if somebody has problems and he can't find the answer in the Tanya, he should go to the older chassidim and they will explain to him. And to the older chassidim, he is appealing to them that they should not withhold that which they have, which they can share with the younger chassidim. And he uses the word, Eina shamar al meinei abav. It means just like a hoarder, a grocery man who has a lot of stuff to sell, but he puts it away because he wants to jack up the prices before Pesach or something like that. So that's considered, according to the Gemara, not the most ethical thing to do. So the same thing is if a person possesses knowledge of Torah or Chassidus and he refuses to share it with others, it's also a very serious, and Gedel Aschav, on the other hand, there's a great reward for those who do share it. Anyway, I see that the people are getting a little restless, so we'll have to start cutting it a little short. Alright. Anyway, I still had, at that time, I still had never seen the Triadic Rebbe. But finally, in the year Tofresh Tzadik Beis, we got news in our shtetl that the Triadic Rebbe is coming to Poston. More noise than he's traveling. But anyway, that was my first experience in seeing a locomotive. But by the second time already, I got onto the train from Globoke, and on the train were chassidim from other shtetler, and they had mashke on the train, and they were saying lachayim, and they were talking about the schus of going to the Rebbe, and the goyim was sitting there, and they couldn't figure out what's going on here. And in Poster we finally got off, and I remember that the Friedrich Rebbe had arrived previously. He probably didn't wait for me to come. And the first time I saw the Friedrich Rebbe was by a Maimer Friday night, when the Friedrich Rebbe said a Maimer Veyodaito Hayim. I think this is either one of the last Maimorim in Chayla Kalaf of the Kuntreitim, or one of the first Maimorim in Chayla Beis. Veyodaito Hayim Vashavesa El Vavecha. And I saw the Friedrich Rebbe was sitting on the bina, like the bina where you're laying, in the middle of the room, on a chair, and was saying the Maimer. Or I also, however, I had a personal experience at that time that it was very crowded, and those kids who had fathers with them probably kept an eye on them. I had a stoop probably, like you see by Fabrengen, some kids, you know, push a little bit. At that time, wasn't yet a style to be under the Rebbe's feet exactly, but I was pushing to be a little closer to the bina. I must have fainted, because all I remember is that I woke up in a room where they had a chair prepared for the Friedrich Rebbe to go in after the Maimer and to relax, and I was laying on that chair and they were reviving me. Anyway, and they revived me, and then I went out, and obviously the Friedrich Rebbe went in to rest. But this was my first Maimer that it wasn't so much from the Tifkeit from the Maimer that affected me, but just that it was hot. An air conditioning problem there. So this was in Tofresh Tzadik days and that time we went in for Yechidus, and I remember that while waiting for Yechidus, there was a big line and there were a lot of problems with people who were trying to push, and I remember that one person trying to get out of line, he tried to push ahead, and a certain chassid who was handling the door, God took off his cap and threw it out of the window so that he should go back and get his place in the line. That's a lesson for those when waiting for dollars, you know, try to sneak ahead. So also to keep your place in the line. But anyway, we went in that time, my brother and I went into Yechidus, and the Rebbe talked to us and said to us that despite the fact that our father is not home, we should realize that we're Chassidish Kinder and we should learn and behave well and kibbudim and so on and so forth. Then a few times more I had a chance to see the Chiyuvik Rebbe when we went to Warsaw. My mother, Allah Shalom, and the children went to Warsaw to get our visa. And the Chiyuvik Rebbe, by that time, already had moved to Warsaw. So I remember once seeing the Rebbe in a train station in Vilna, in the Vokzal in Vilna. I'm not sure exactly where the Rebbe was going then. And then in Warsaw, I saw the Chiyuvik Rebbe by a few Shabbosim. I remember even the Chiyuvik Rebbe saying that a maftir from Kasha Truma. And the one posik that stood out in my mind is the posik Vaadei Niro Malamos. And the Chiyuvik Rebbe said it Vaadei Niro Malamos. And that remained in my mind, those few words. I think, I'm not sure, I looked recently and I couldn't find it. But I thought I saw in the Encyclopedia Chassidus that there is something about a Deniro Matikabola, maybe from the people of Yitzchak or something. But anyway, by the year 1934, we were almost ready to go to America. And then we got the news that the Chiyuvik Rebbe is coming to Globoke. This is the town that was only 30 miles away from my shtetl. And that was considered the county seat. And a lot of people from my shtetl used to go for different things on business and so on to Globoke. Although my father, Allah Shalom, told me that when he was a child, in the cheder where he studied in Europe, I don't know if you can picture it, but in Europe, the shtetl was small and you could see the horizon. You saw where the sky touches the earth. Did you ever see this in the country where you can see where the earth and sky touch? So by us in the shtetl, we saw it every day. So the kids in the shtetl in my father's days were sitting and discussing that this is our shtetl, is the whole world, because we could see the sky right around our shtetl. So one of the kids said that his father is a balagola, and his father goes twice a week to Globoke, which is 30 miles away, so there must be some other places in the world besides our shtetl. So the other kids said to him, you're a liar and your father's a liar. He goes just behind the shtetl and hides over there for a couple of hours and comes back with stories that he went to Globoke and so on. But anyway, at that time, the Chiyuvik Rebbe came to Globoke. And this time we went to Globoke already by wagon straight. And at that time, we were at the train station when the Chiyuvik Rebbe arrived. And there was such a crowd at the train station, and they had an open car, an open top car for the Chiyuvik Rebbe, where he sat, but they couldn't move the car because the streets were too crowded, so they decided to push the car. Nobody drove it, it wasn't too far. They pushed the car, and they went. In Globoke, there was also a Scottish Shomer Shul, just like by us. You see, there were some rebels there also about 150 years ago. And in the Sarah Shalom Shul, the Chiyuvik Rebbe said, the Maimer Ozi Boka Kashachare Refa, which incidentally, I'll tell you a little secret, that sometimes the Maimonim by the Chiyuvik Rebbe have something to do with the name of the place where it was said. That's why there is a Maimer, which the Chiyuvik Rebbe said in Ashtetl in Lita called the Ratishon, and that Maimer starts with Abriya Chatichem Beseich HaKroshim. And the Chiyuvik Rebbe discusses over there that there's the word teresh, and the word teresh can be spelled in the word sheker and so on, but the word rakishot had in it a combination of all these, and in this shtetl, which was called Globoke, the Rebbe started a maimer, Ozi Boka Kashacha Rerecho, which is a posik in the Afteira from Nikita. And this maimer, I remember, I heard in its entirety, and we stayed through the whole stay of the Rebbe in the shtetl. We stayed through it. In posters, I heard from the Rebbe also another maimer, which was a hemshech of the Yadaita Ayeim and the posik the Yuki Avaya Hu Alekim. Both speak on the same subject, the Avaya Hu Alekim. But in Globoke, the Rebbe said more maimorim, and over there at the end, the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Cheskel Feigin, who was a first cousin of my mother, Allah Shalom, took us into the Chiyuvik Rebbe, and he said to the Chiyuvik Rebbe that this is, he mentioned my father's name, So that's when the Rebbe said, Dosi doch shema'al techsidim. Because the Chili can ever remember us from 2 years before. You see, at that time I was already 12 and a half. And before I was 10. So he remembered me from the time that I was 10. And that's when he said, Adoga ne shema'al techsidim. Tell me when what the intro is. Okay. Alright, anyway, this is my experiences in Europe. And then I'll just tell you in 5-10 minutes what I found in America when I came here. When we came here, the only Chassidus Sviva that there was around Rabbi Jacobson in Brownsville, and in Borough Park around Rabbi Simpson, and maybe there were other places which I was not aware of. But I remember that my father right away, the first Shabbos, took us for Shalashudas to Rabbi Jacobson's shul, and over there Rabbi Jacobson chazed Amaymer. And I remember that my father said that Rabbi Jacobson got $15 a week salary from his shul. So even I understood that $15 a week is not a lot. So my father, couldn't he get up to a bigger shul? He said in the bigger shuls you have to say droshes, speeches, and Rabbi Jacobson doesn't want to make any speeches. Today speeches went in style, like became a must, or rather every Chassidus Rov that he makes speeches today. But in those days, a Chassidus Rov had Mesiras Nefesh that he shouldn't have to make any speeches. So we were Fashalashudas, and then we were told that every Saturday night, Rabbi Jacobson learns Tanya with Bochrim. And we, my older brother and I, joined this Tanya group. And over there, we used to go every Saturday night to learn Tanya. Later on, it was enlarged. They also used to get together Friday night in New York City. And at that time, when we came to America, Rebbitcha the Masmid was in America. You all heard probably the name Rebbitcha the Masmid. Yeah, the Inuklach here. All right, so Rebbitcha the Masmid is... All I remember is that the Rebbe St. Jacobson complained that he was a very poor eater. He said that he hardly eats anything. You know, about the only meat in America he doesn't want to touch. And the milk, he doesn't trust that it's real Chol Yisrael. Although Rebbe Jacobson also drank on Chol Yisrael. So the only thing that she could prepare for him was an egg. And the egg he used to take apart to look to see if there's no blutskropen, there's no blood spots in the egg. And then after he looked through and he found that it was clean, he shoved it aside anyway. So she asked him, what's wrong with this? Dr. D.A. is a glad morescheiredik of this. It looks morescheiredik, this egg, so he doesn't feel like it. That's some suspicion that there may be something wrong. Oh, I also remember that my father told me that the bitch of the masmid did not, a whole week, didn't go to sleep in a bed. He only on Friday night he took off his clothes. It says in the Gemara, Talmid HaChomim, the time of the Gemara was that for him. But he used to say, by a Fabringen, when he once got excited, he used to say, Was for a chutzpah na hoze, uistam ze chuzon, hier gay ze chleven schlafen. Meila zog to la mefal taimim and bain tisha meret ha schlafen. No, meila mechmem ti a mensh, you can't. The Gemara says you can't go 3 days without sleep. But you gain uistam ze chuzon, leven ze schlafen, dos is a kegafet sa chutzpah. So all I remember is I heard him a few times say my morim, and he used to say with a lot of chayah. I remember him saying that my mer al kol dvar pesha in Rabbi Talushkin shul. And he said, al kol dvar pesha, al shay, then he started saying, spite shay, what spite means, what is the spite shay? Spite chamey. And then with us, direct contact with young boys was a little hard for him. But all I remember is that he talked to me and my brother. At that time, there was no such thing as a boy with a beard in America. In fact, there was no such creature in existence. And I'll tell you a little secret that even in Europe, in our area, in Wilner Gegend, in Poland, in the Chassidische Gegend, but in our particular area, it was also a little bit. The few Bochim with beard were in the yeshivas. And in the shtetl itself, all I remember is a few occasions when I saw, but in America there was no such thing. Rebbitcha spoke to us about it. And then after Rebbitcha left, there was in Tzadik Ches, the Friedrich Rebbe sent another shliach, Reb Mordechai Chaifer, whom I knew already from Poston. He was with the Friedrich Rebbe in Poston. And he was a big makudas of the Pirkei Rebbe, and he came to America here, and he spent here a couple of months, but he started here from our to two times a week group, became like a yeshiva feret, where every night we get together and study chassidus, like a night school for chassidus. And then he also started a bnei tachnimim, a group for girls that used to learn chassidus. They used to come by my father and then Rabbi Kedanovsky to learn chassidus. Huh? No. Well, we don't introduce any. We already gave the introduction before. And then, while the Marcha Chayfetz was here, a chassid Reb Avrom Parij came to America. Any of his grandchildren here?
No.
They're all in that crowd. Anyway, Reb Avrom Parij was a special kind of chassid, a tremendous mekusher, and Mashiach by him was Mamisha Maiter of every day, like the Rebbe Zolgesundheim talks today about Mashiach. That's the way Reb Avrom Parij talks in Tzadik Tzadik Ches. And at the end of Tzadik Ches, Reb Shmuel Levitin was sent. I remember him getting off the boat. He had spent, first he was the Friedrich Rebbe Shliach in Georgia, not Georgia in America, but in Gruzia. And he started a lot of yeshivas for the Rebbe Dar Shabian.
He had a nephew,
all right.
Great nephew.
And then he was in prison. He was in prison in Lubyanka, prison in Moscow, over a year. And he told us one experience from that time in prison was that he was being shifted from one room to another, and on the walls of the cells in the prison, the prisoners would get restless. You know, think you would get restless here. There are a lot of people get restless even other places. So they used to, with their hands, scribble on the wall. So in one room where he was brought in, he found on the wall scribbled, Leisasar Ponu Minei, no place is void of Hashem. Which means there was a chassid in prison there before, and with his hand he scribbled those words. And that gave him a keyach to go through. And then he was sent away to Siberia for about 3 years. And he used to tell us about his experiences in Siberia. To make a long story short, I just want to mention one other old chassid that was in America here yet from before the First World War, Reb David Shifrin. And I got a call from a great grandson of his from New Haven, who said that his name is David Shifrin, who's about Shuva. Because from the first few generations, we had a bit
from
Huh? I don't know exactly. Anyway, but this Reb David Shifrin used to tell stories about the Tzemach Tzedek chassid, Reb Avraham Chaim Rosenblum, whom they wrote about when Levin wrote the history of Chassidus in America. He mentioned his name and he has a picture, but he doesn't give a couple of Freilach stories from whom. So we had in order that the Tisha B'Av is Yehoker, Chorosos, and El Simcha, there are a few cute stories about him. He was a Chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek, and they say about him that he was once going with the Rebbe Marash on a winter trip on a sled. And they came to a lake, and the man who was driving the sled said that he's not sure that the water in the lake is enough frozen to go through safely. In other words, they shouldn't sink in. So this chassid went over and tried the ice with his foot to see how sturdy, how good the ice is. And he came back, so the Rebbe Maras said, "Nu, what do you say? Was oxtu?" So he said, "Rebbe, for me it does good, but for euch weiß ich nicht. It's good enough for me, but I'm not sure if it's good enough for you." So the Rebbe said to him, "What do you mean?" He said, "Bemokim shebalei tshuva ein din tzadikim gemurim einon yechelim lamer." He said, "I'm only about tshuva, so I can, for me the ice is good enough. But you are..." Then another story that he used to tell about this Rebbe Avraham Chaim is that he became a son-in-law by a Fafrumten Misnagid. And this Fafrumten Misnagid had a habit that on Shabbos he didn't talk any Yiddish, because he didn't talk any Dibrei Chayim. So, but he sized them up that he wasn't such a very ausgetrunken der Welt in Ganzen. So one, they were living on a farm, on a Yishuv. And one time he felt like
The Mezotah Reins on them, but he didn't get the occasion for that.
So one Shabbos, a goy pulled up near their house, and the goy had a calf to sell. And they, his father-in-law used to buy cattle from the goyim. So even though it was Shabbos, he got curious, but he couldn't see very well. So he asked his son-in-law, Mazeh, what is this on the wagon? So the son-in-law, the chosid, said, Kelev, it's a dog. He wasn't sure, it was a calf. So he said, Loma eine merabeach, if it's a dog, why doesn't he bark? So he answered, Eine medaber dibrecheil b'shabbos. He doesn't talk to him. All right, so we just finished with a story that you all know is printed in the Tzedron Hogin, the Maite with the Rishoner, that the Talmidim of the Rishoner are once on Tisha B'Av they were looking for something how to spend the time. They made a noose and they were sitting on the Weibershul Shul, and any chassid that came in, they pulled them up on the noose and tried to pull them up the Weibershul Shul. So once the Rishoner himself came in, and the Rishoner, so they didn't recognize him, and they started pulling him up. In the middle, they realized that it's him, and they dropped him. So he fell down. So he ran to the Aron Kodesh, in Sefer HaMeorot, it's not told clearly, but this is the way I heard it from the Chaim Kerebe, who came downstairs from the Tzvi Kerebe and told it over. So the Rishoner ran to the Aron Kodesh, and they got scared that he's going to curse them away or something. He opened up the Tareches in the afternoon already, probably, and he said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, does he get by the king that I yom kefu ze hit nemi, nemi ma'alek from them. And that's the happy end.
Thank you very, very much.
This you only do for a speech, and Rabbi Jake sent it up in his grave, must be turning over to see that. Now they're clapping for my speeches.
Thank you very much. We're all very thankful for you.
This was said on Tisha B'Av Tov Shin Nun Aleph in the yeshiva, when Sholem came to Fabrenk with the kids of the yeshiva summer learning program. Now several months have passed, and now it's Leil Tesvov Kislev Tov Shin Nun Beis, and my brother Sholem is here again, this time to Fabrenk with the Elder Bochum in Yeshiva Stemchit Mimim Lekobed Yudalet Kislev. And I'll try to tape something Mehani Mili Malyaseh.
And apparently my
friend, I therefore, you have passed. That is the fact that the blame is echt, you are the Borgio, and we have all three. Die for ter,
that the blame is or, but that was a statement that I'm domed to, and we'll have daily, that the blame is gesorgt. As there is sicher, aber der Chassene, wenn der Rebbe der Aschab, aber was ist ein? Und als Ebes an der Gewinnt, auch mit dem Gelernt in Lubavitch, bei Reben dem Rasha, bis mit dem allein ist, und sagt er, Shem Kedai. Und sagt er, wer weiß, öfter will noch sein, noch von der Rabbi im Echert. Also hat er bleibt gesagt. Und er gesagt hat, der Paar, er wird borgt er weiter Geld, und er wird vorne abgassen. Also hat er so gesagt, wenn sie weggegangen, und hat er schon angefangen, werden ein bisschen besser, aber das wird eben gelassen, wie man sagt, eine starke Atine Belev, wie man sagt, also er bleibt fort und er bleibt als er gerät mit dieser Warmkeit und er ist bei mir gewesen, als er die Sache hat er angefangen trachten, als er will ich fahren. Er hat angefangen reden wegen dem und die Mama hat bemerkt, als sein er Tongen werden ein bisschen stärker, ein bisschen gesund von den Fieber, was er gehabt hat. Das wirkt auf ihm, als er geworden sehr, wie man sagt, upset, und es wirkt auf ihm. Die Mama weggegangen und sie hat geliehen etwas Geld und gebracht Geld und gesorgt, als das ist die Menie, da Geld, es wäre nur gesund, dass der ich jetzt vorne abgassen. Hat er also jetzt ein bisschen gestärkt sich und so viel gewesen, also ich gedenke nur, als er sah ruhig vom Bett sie kommen nach Baragole, sie kommen mit der Wogen, mit der Sach, Blankets. Und mit dem eingedeckt, er hat sich angetan, mit dem geschwitzt, er hat die Arisgindig und mit dem Morgen, zugedeckt waren. Und der Sophie ist, also er ist weggefahren nach Kassene und nach dem, der Riker sieht man, wie der Bleib, wie ein Chossid, und er sagt, ein Chossid ist ein Stück Rebbe. Aber der Bleib hat er ausgerät, das was steht in der Agdome zu dem Lechodedi, hat der Bleib das allein mit Scheier gewesen früher. In der Agdome zu Lechodedi steht doch, dass dort nicht da von allen Rabbeien, und wie es weißt du, ist sie dort nicht da von der Baruch Sholomen. Sie dort ist so wie mir, ich bekam, Ich habe der Rebbe gehabt, was mir von Anfang reden, aber der Chassene sieht man, der frühere Rebbe hat nicht behauptet. Ich glaube, früher, als die anderen Sachen, haben die Rebbe immer einmal mit Dagd gewesen, aber wir sollen nicht sehen, wie Goloi, da sie dann in Machneps, Schinuim, von einem Kind, dieser Zweiten. Aber da, das, wenn die, darf ja die Chassene darf sein, darf die im Warschlag und mit Minimis. Und die Chassene Land war auch nicht gewonnen. Und dem Abdrucken die Drusche Chassene, das mit dem Midrach Dome und mit den anderen Maimorim, das war die andere Chassene, das hat das nicht gesehen. Das Simenebs hat, die Chassene, weißt du, ist die Sache, wo der Friedrich Rebbe hat nicht gehalten, damit darf das Meilim sein. Da, wie nicht wie hat er die Sache Risiko in Goli. Der Rebbe schon der Montamola, das ist der Meier, wie gesagt, das ein Scheich ist zu uns, hat zu tun mit der Chassene. Das haben wir der Monta, dass sie da, er geht sie da am Medrash in Ruhin, am Medrash auf Russ, und gegen Vahik Hasora Anoshim, sagt der Medrash, als, ich denke, der Punkt dem Loschner. אז רוגל הבייס הזה, מלכוס בייס דוד, איז המזממן הנשיאים בבייס המשתה. וסידו אין דם פורשים מדוע פרשיידן הפירושים, אבל אין אפילו פירושים איז, אז וייס טויס את הדווקא במשתה, בחסנה, איז מיימות ממן הנשיאים. וס אייר שזה חידו בדם מלכנרבן, שתי תוחס בשעס, אז er gerät mit der Pinchas Reises, mit der Pinchas Klover. Aber der Mittel der Rebbe soll sein, der Mamala Mekima, gab das gewähne ein Stück Zeit noch früher, Fadi ist Alkes. Ich das gewähne ich bei Ihnen von den Chassines. Am Schaier der Pinchas Reises, ich gewähne Ides, ich komme zum Alter Rebbe ganz oft, ich kann mit dem Reden in Losne, in Ladi, ich bin jemand, ich gehe in Ladi. Weißt du, dass er gehabt hat, zu tun, mit dem Mann von der Chassine, was jemand hat er übergegeben, die Jüdie, אז דה ממלא מקיימא איז אף זיין דה מיטל רבי אגנצי שפטר אף דם גוון דך ובאלה וייסן דך אסי גוון דה סטרה שלר וייסן דך אף מול דרמונט בא אין דה מרסטה שטט אין אונזר גגנט איז אף פילה גוון סטרה שלר שון אין דה מיימורים דה פרירקה רבי עד גזוקט אין גלובוקה wie der erste Meimer steht, die gewähnt bis am Ende der Stelle. Die Schule, wo wir einmal in Gedavnt, ja, unser Mischproch hat Gedavnt, die gewähnt Stare Schule. Und der alte Rebbe, auf dem, bei der Chassene, hat er mit Agde gewähnt, auf Davke der Mittelrebbe soll übernehmen. Die ist Manus von Friedrich Rebbe mit der Hege gewähnt, bei der Chassene. Als jemand hat er einen Mann gewesen, als man einen Peel von Tevchit Mimim und seine Maske Proti. Von jemand hat sich angegeben, der Jesod, des Mannes von den Messias. Als er sie weiß, dass er bei einem Leben so gesund sein, ist er gewesen als sie. Als die Chassene, das ist gewesen, der Jesod, auf dem, was er soll sein, der normale Mekäne. Ich glaube, dass ich von sie jetzt sehr schwer zu verbringen. Mir sagt, dass der Rebbe, der Aschab, der Amol, gerät, mit denen als früher, bis als ein gewöhnlicher Leid, ist er gewöhnlich Chaveri mit dem Bianchi Motl von Taver. Sagt mir, der Rebbe, der Aschab, der Amol, gesagt, der Bianchi Motl, und später hat er gesagt, als du meinst, wir dort am Moschel von der Fegele mit der Kelbu. Also du meinst, du sagst, dass eben die Fegele, was sie auf dem Bein. Und du bist die Kelbu, was sie geblieben unter dem Bein. Aber an Oshi mach ich mal nach nur. Also der Rebbe der Rashab, heint es aber eine Zeit von die Siches von Eben, wie der Rebbe redt, bechlau, wegen, wie der Rebbe seht, die Gejule und wie der Rebbe seht, die Matze von der Welt, ich weiß nicht, ob schon andere können mithalten. Aber als er heint durch sich mir, als der Moschel, was er gesagt, mit der Fegel, was affen bei ihm und mit der Kälber, was er geblieben, unten, ich weiß nicht, wie bei anderen, aber als er fühlt sich, als er sehr schwer zu mithalten, Chaim soll Rebster helfen, an dem, was sie, der Sod, was sich weggelegt, jemand bei der Chassene, und da sie gewähren, die Zugreitung auf den Sies, und ich war auf der Gehula Eichet, ich weiß nicht, ich meine, im Pasch, dass sie da heimkommen, das war ein bisschen reden offener, an die erste zwei Kelkeres, also an der Ruiz wegen Moschiechen, seinen gewähren, Erebe Schede 7 und Tesaien 7, Eder der Rebbe, sie kommen nachher. Das sie gewähren die erste zwei Kilkeres mit Moschiach. Rebbe, ich helfe an mir. An mir sollen das sehen mit unserer eigenen Echt. Ich gewann späterke Jahre nicht, ob gewann dem Rebbes sein, wird aufgenommen auf Echides, gewann sein Zimmer abstehend. Aber die erste Zeit ist der Zimmer, wo der Rebbes heint. Das gewann der Zimmer, wo der Rebbe Friedrich Rebbe aufgenommen auf Echides. Und sie gewann mein Morim, was ein gewann für ein kleiner Neilom. Versorgen die Maimori mehr dort.
Wintertoffinale.
Die ganze Wintertoffinale. Die Maimori, was sie da, seine Gewinne in einem Zimmer. Und das Zimmer ist nicht gewinn, ist gewinn übergepackt. Aber der Wunder von dem ist, was ist bei Chassidim, hat das geheißen, dass sie der Ganeden Elin, dort hat der Rebbe aufgenommen auf Jechides, und dort hat der Rebbe, und der heintige Rebbe ist gekommen, hat er gleich übergegeben, sie dem Zimmer, bis gewannen sie im Krogan Apartment. Im Apartment ist genommen etliche Chodoshim. Und die etliche Chodoshim haben sie der Rebbe und haben sich herangezogen, Poshet und dort nicht das gewesen, sehr, auf der Paschte das gewesen, sehr Schlafzimmer. Und das allein, der äußere dem Chiddush von dem Friedrichen Rebbe mit dem Chiddush von dem Heintigen Rebbe. Das ist so Ornament. Also an Ort, wo die, was von die alle Sachen verstehen wir, dass es in dem Gorps ein ganz andere Union. Kurz. Die da Seder von Esser Kedushis. Die Esser Kedushis hebt sich mit Herz Israel und sendigt sich mit Kotschi Kotschi. Da in dem ganzen Scheiles, da haben wir noch ein Cheshmi dort in der 11, ist die Herz Israel, alle rechnen sich, und sie nicht. Allenfalls aber sendigt sich mit Kotschi Kotschi. Aber in Norden wird gebracht dort, als sie da die Alias, Beis Kedush HaKadoshim, der ganze Bissamigdosh gewähne also auf einen untersten Flur. Und eben gewähne noch ein Flur. Wir haben erleben zu Rambam, oder in der Sechte Midas, wie sagt man, Idealias Bissamigdosh HaKadoshim steht da hin, ist mir reingegangen, in Kotschikotschim, wo der King Gottel reingekommen, einmal ein Jahr im Kippur. Lies bei sich gerade, dass mir rankommen, dass nehmen und 7 Jahre noch da der ist noch schon weniger wie nur zu mir sagen sein, was mir da dort nebs. Aber von deswegen steht sie da in Tanach, da als Mann, was sie gewesen, sie gehalten ganz Mauches bis da, wie die gewesen in Gefahr. Sie gewesen eine Malke, eine Salier, sie ist gewesen eine Tochter von Isabel. Und die Chance, ihr Sohn, ist dort umgekommen, hat sie genommen allein und sie hat umgebracht ihre eigene Einiglöch, weil sie gewollt übernehmen die Meluche. Und jemand hat der King Godel mit der Hilfe, der Sheva wird immer mit mir, haben behalten, Jejoschen, was er gewesen hat, weißt du, dass die Bobbe Asali hat nicht gewusst, dass er geblieben leben. Und sie mit ihm behalten, zusammen mit Amenekes, steht, wurden ihm behalten, bei Hadar Hamitis. Steht, der Hadar Hamitis, das gewähnt die Alias, Beis Kedesh HaKadoshim. Der zweite, der höhere Flor, was sie da über in Kotsche Kotschim, und dort hat man behalten, Jejaschen, und dort ist er gewähnt, bis es sie gekommen die Zeit, amat im
ben sheva shonim
ish be molche mit dem ein dort nach rüsgen ist steht da der was paar wird song von hadala mit ist weil der yichud von der kus mit ihnen ist der iker in kachi kachi bei stuise da aber sie da schafa clever dann dreme sa bisl do in dem psinigo do dem schailer aber steht da mit gedaft der sacke seine psin kachi kachi hat mir da abgelassen von durch die Aliyah. Die Chlechure über die Aliyah ist ein höchere Ort. Da ist die Materie zu.
Das ist aber schon besucht.
Allenfalls habe das allein, was wir tun, was wir haben. Sie haben bemerkt, dass das nicht in Kasche, dass der Chadara Mitis von der Nossi Ador ist nicht in Stiere von der Friedrich Rebbe hat aufgenommen auf Yechides und gesagt, mein Morim, und da soll sehr übrig gegeben werden als Schlafzimmer. Was ich an der Fall gedenke, ich hatte im ersten Rischchedisch, hat der Rebbe gelegt alle 4 Portfilen in das Medrisch. Weil das gewollt er eigentlich in dort in Sternen, hat er alle 4 Portfilen gelegt in das Medrisch. Und sie werden eine ganze Er hat von dem King Gläser neu nicht gehört, aber der Leo hat sich herumgeklippen, hat gucken und alle Sachen. Aber der Fakt allein, was der Friedrich Rebbe hat übergegeben im Zimmer. Und dort haben sie gewähnt, was von dem versteht man, was die dem Hemmschicht von dem ganzen Ihnen. Und versteht, mir seht heint, was von dem Zimmer was ist. Das ist das ja die ganze 50 Jahre, der jeweil Jahren, was geht von dem Zimmer eher Godel. Heim. Wer hat doch mal verbringt, im Schadrebe verbringt, und jemals stehen und reden. Da war der, hat er mir gewähren, es ist ganz sicher von Reben so gesund sein, noch der 6 Tage kommen und kommen. Gewähren, verbringt, von das heißt, wie nach Schabbos. Und der Rebe hat jemals geheißen, singen, die drei Tnus, von Baal Shem und von Magid und von Al-Tereben. Und sie haben sie gefunden, ab sie ein paar Inge Leid, und sie dann gestanden und gerät in Akonus. Aber der Rebbe noch dem gerät als Siche, sehr als strenge Siche. Und gerät als ich laue. Also ich müsste mir gewesen, sie hat der Mann die Gemorre, was sie dort, aber wusste Gemorre, als Rebbe Jechen und gefragt, ich jetzt so wie bei Bovel, sie sind da in Bovel alte Leid, hat ihm gesagt, dass je. Hat er gefragt, wie kann das sein? Sie sagt, man, hier bei Mechem, wie Mev Mechem, mal war dumm. Hat er gesagt, hat er noch mal, aber als er gehört, als me kadme und me chaschel, aber ich nischte, als ich komme in der Früh und Nacht in Schul, ist beim Geboren recht. Was von dem sieht man, als er Schul hat auf sich, auf sich, amin, am Ehen von der Gedusche von Eretz Yisrael, wo der Pfarrer bei der Biechen geboren recht, als kann sein Sobe in alter Leiter, viele in Bovel, ich, und der Rebbe ja mal gesagt, also die Geschasme steht in dieser Ort, und die Rebbe dort, ich weiß nicht, ich wollte mir mit ihm zu was, und der Rebbe gesagt, dass Chas V'Sholem von dem kann werden, Chas V'Sholem als Terroristen sollen sich hereinkaufen in Eretz Yisrael. Wie der Rebbe gesagt, ja mal, weil das, was von einem, was Iden, aber und Chire, Aid, kommt in ein Ort, was ist, was trockt auf sich, eine Dusche von Eretz Yisrael. Und bringt da hin rein, hast du schon mal eine schlille, dicke Sache, kein was, was er schon ist, das kein Anton. Aber von der Norder, was ist auch gedrückt geworden, wo Hila, Hemme, Migdash, Meyad, versteht man, dass er viele Schad nicht abba verbringen darf. Das ist damals ja reingehen in 770. Gut, sie da hin, was mit uns gesehen mit Aiden und dann sich herumkappen und dann sich warten, mit Ames Israel. Aber stehen, 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 und abstehen und reden, speziell in Zeiten, was wir kennenlernen, was wir mit Zett wie vor Bechlau, wie weit der Rebbe ist Madgisch der Minion von Lernen. Und wie weit der Minion von Lernen in der Gehe, da gibt es der Minion von der Gehule, von Ion in Tere. Aber Bechlau, der in der Nord, was der Rebbe sagt in der Siche, das ist Amamesh Amokim Amigdash. Ich dachte, es ist ein Mokim Amigdash, hier ist ein von Abio Reikonis. Reingehen in bis Amigdash, also ist da mal durchspazieren sich. Hier ist, glaube ich, reingehen bis Amigdash und mit Stachwe sein sich. Und noch mit Daten nach Rüse. Und Ton, was mit Daten dort mit Ton. Aber es ist da mal sehr herumdrehen sich. In der Nähe, da sein er. Vortrag Shabbos in 770, darf man vor miteinander der Cheretz und wissen, was es heißt, sein Shabbos in 770 und was es meint, Asho in 770, bis es geht weg, also ist damals in Leibud. Ich kann nicht kommen, daher sagen, da kein Musser, da, aber ich meine, Glebas, jetzt halt noch ein Durchgucken, die Siche, an mir allein, ich habe es gehört miteinander, einander der Herz, ich will allein nicht einmal rein, seine Krankheit, dass sie reinkriegen, läuft in 770, bis eine Minute, also ich glaube, dass sie dreht und sich dort. Aber nicht am sonst gehen, gehen darf nicht hier. Aber wir dürfen gehen mit, einmal da ein Paket, wir können sehen, in der letzten Woche, wenn es gewinnt, da gewinnt, der Schäder Schkissler, wir gewinnt ein Allgemeiner von den Frühen, in alle Tiere. Ist mein früher gefahren mit denen von den früher von den Balchubes von unser von Maplewood haben sie alles gefahren von Center von alle Tiere zu fahren zu uns in New Jersey hat sie mir früher gerechnet dass ich nehme eine Reihe Teuen und sie gleich sagt jene nein sagt sie ja wir gehen ruhig sagt sie dass ich vorbei von dem Rebes Zimmer sehr apostete sie vorbei gefahren mit 770 und gesagt good night Rebbe. Der Herr von der Poschete früher, sie hat kein Samachwob nicht gelernt, kein ein Beis. Und aber bei ihr sich abgelegt, sich auf die Bald. Der Rebbe ist da, käme nicht auf uns vor, von kleinen Heiz, und soll nicht vorbeifahren, dem Rebbe Zimmer, und sagen dem Rebbe, ich bin sicher, am Reblischen Sofik hat der Rebbe das gehört. Und der Rebbe Kamaim Aponim Lachonim, die ist Kaschres von Aza, von Mune Pschute, von der jüdische Frühe, oder der bewusste Wort, was sie da von Zemach Zedek, wegen dem, was mit der Meister mit der Tschuwe, was mit gefragt bei Zemach Zedek. Und der Zemach Zedek wird gewöhnlich heißen, der Bissrol Neuchen. Das ist ja gewöhn, wenn der Baal Nigle, als er soll lieber gegen die Scheile und soll anschreiben, was er hat zu sagen wegen dem. Und dann fragt er bald, wenn sie macht Zedek, das Magier sein und fragt sein, wie stellen die Tschuwe? Ich gewähne, einmal angekommen auf sehr schwere Linien, und ein bisschen näher hat sich gemattert von dem, und hat sich nicht gekannt, gefunden, weil es tut, keinen Zugang, oder hat er ja geschrieben, aber noch dem hat er zum Azedek genommen den Linien in die Hand, und beim zum Azedek ist er rausgekommen der Linien, also ein bisschen näher hat sich gewöhnt, in der gewaltige Spoilers. Und der ist so näher, die Sorgen zum Azedek, wie weit hat gesagt, der zum Azedek,